All right, I'm recording.
Calling to order our Iron County Rural Planning Organization meeting. We have a quorum here, so we're ready to get started. We are meeting on September 3rd, 2025, and it is 1:04 p.m. Are there any, we start with approving the minutes, right? Declaration, the quorum declaration. Are there any conflicts with anything on the agenda? All right.
Molly, do you want to invite people to?
Oh, yes, please have some lunch. We had that catered by Sweet Pea Farm in Orchard, and she made a lot of really nice things, so please enjoy. Do we have someone to approve the minutes for July 2nd, 2025?
I move to approve the minutes from July 2nd, 2025 as presented.
Second.
I'm going to abstain because I was not present.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And now we'll move to our Iron County Transportation Planning Update by Rich Wilson. I can see Rich.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
All right. Thank you. You sit here, you can get talking to the mic if you want. Well, I just wanted to really recognize Eric and Jade, who are here from Kinley Horn, that can give an update about what they're doing with the SS4A, the transportation plan, and especially as they're working and continuing to develop some tools that will be available to us, and they could explain that. I think Rich was planning on being here to do that, and I'm sure he'll show up here in a minute. But Eric, would you mind and maybe go into the microphone so they can hear you, and then explain just a little bit about finishing up with the SS4A and then carrying on with the other tools that we're developing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this mic up running. You can talk about that one.
Does everyone know Eric?
Yes.
You can introduce yourself if you get Eric.
Yeah, Eric Soil with Kinley Horn. I've been working with the county on the SS4A Safe Streets and Roads for All grant that they were awarded. And as part of that grant, there was a task reserved for additional tools, policy review, etc. And we're in that phase now. The bulk of the plan's been completed and published, and we're now into the other task. And as part of that, in coordinating with Rich and folks at the county, we have two current items that we're working through. I think he has them listed here. Yeah, the corridor preservation policy update. So we're working with Nate and Rich together to review.
Hello.
Is this one, if you'd rather.
Up to you.
You know, we're good here. Working with Nate and Rich and County to review both the corridor preservation prioritization policy and application, and then also the project or the transportation priority list, I think is the right term, Nate, concept form that helps get projects on the list. So between those two things together, we're going to help review those processes, understand some best practices, and come with you soon to a possibly a new form or at least a condensed version of what it is now. And then separately, an additional task we're working on with the county specifically is what Rich is calling the road management plan, containing information, access management guidelines, traffic impact study guidelines, some encroachment permit information that can be used as a resource within the county and for developers or residents to understand what's needed as far as roads management and specifically permit applications. So all of those items with the view towards transportation and safety is the goal. So those are the current efforts. I think that's what he had listed here. This is on the fly. So happy to talk any more or explain any further on those efforts. But as of now, there's no deliverables that we have with us today. But soon.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Are you going to be, how much integration with like UDOT's access management, Cedar City's access management? So is it going to look similar? And I don't even know how similar ours are, but obviously the county integrates and puzzle pieces together with our
entities. Yeah, we're trying to make it as uniform. We're taking from those resources first as far as a starting point. If there's nothing already in place for, say, access management or TIS scoping and requirements, we're starting with those, and then if any needed changes or any iterations from there, we'd go from there. Starting with UDOT for the UDOT roadways, Cedar City for a lot, since they have it published. I think we've taken some from Enoch as well as far as a go-by or a starting point. So, yeah. As far as the focus as well, if you need yours. Perfect.
I stood up for a minute, so I don't know if this was any part of your question, but what changes are you seeing in the corridor policy update so far, or are you seeing many changes?
We're not far into that, as we just met with NetMain today to take a deep dive, so we haven't worked through any changes yet. We've discussed a lot of what we kind of want to do, and you can expand it if you want, but let's try to simplify the process, right, is one of the goals.
Yeah, so they met with Rich yesterday or this morning, yeah. And me today. We made a big discussion about making sure the current preservation policy not only meets the law, but also that it's simplified. Everybody that works on trying to get projects move forward, they're quite busy. So the current policy is... it's daunting to look at, and there's a lot of redundancy and stuff like that. So clean that up, simplify it. Things we've talked about were making sure that projects are either on local transportation master plans or something like that. The regional plan, if it's part of the regional list. We want to make sure that there's a good mechanism that makes sense, that meets the law. And so we've had the initial meetings. They're going to go back and review everything and come back to us with some recommendations.
If there is anyone who has used those and has suggestions, that'd be great to forward. But as soon as we get a draft, we'll disperse that to all the community so they can say how this would work with them to have any suggestions.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that made me think about, I keep thinking, is there an overlay software yet where we could put our ordinances into something as legislation comes out where it would highlight where we might need to look at some things? I keep thinking somebody, five counties, develop that. It's so hard to find all those things as they change. And, you know, we do it when we do bill tracker. So I know there's something, you know, similar to that. But, like, I see everyone trying to do that all the time. And unless you have a full-time codifier, it's like, how do you do that?
Yeah, you're right. So our LAA person, they probably, after every legislative session, they probably spend 3 months updating all their communities. I think the only ones in Iron County that qualify for that particular program are Canaryville and Fairview. But we can share that. I can get gleaned information. So we have a mechanism, also AI can really help identify all of that stuff. Transportation stuff, I try to go to the transportation committee meetings 3 or 4 times a year so I can just update you as I hear things that are coming out of the line, transportation related. But there's so many other things. Wasatch Front Regional Council puts together a pretty good tool where they give legislative updates and send out that link. They usually follow land use, transportation, and a couple other things. But yeah, just let us know and we can try to
you're in charge of. I just trying to figure out how everybody's doing that. Yeah. Okay.
I can have just a little bit of an update from Lucas Hill in the county. This is connected to the Court of Preservation. Just kind of give you the information he has right now. At the end of 2024, the fund balance was $6,798,730. We're projecting to receive $620,000 in court funds and collect about $250,000 in interest on the fund. That's what the county has. And this year we spent $20,324.53 to five counties for rural planning assistance and $229,845 to Parable City for the land around the bridge. That's just kind of an update from the county to see what the funding is. I think the county's negotiating their properties right now with some private property owners for acquisition of property. So there's an update on the funding.
Thank you. That's really good to know. All right. So any other questions on this item?
So the SSMOA grant, do you know when that's going to be funded? When we find out about funding coming in? Is it
for the current application? That's
for the demonstration, planning the demonstration.
Yeah. Grant. Nothing's been released as far as the timeline. It's a mystery to everyone right now that I know of as far as when that award would be announced. So applications were due end of June, so, and they consolidated to just one application date, so I know they received a lot of applications, but unfortunately your guess is as good as mine when they're going to release awards there. So I haven't heard anything yet.
Is it already funded?
The grant program? Or
yeah, the grant program.
Yeah, it's funded through 2026.
So the federal shutdown isn't in effect yet.
No, yeah, the funds were already allocated. It was a 5-year program, 2022 through 2026, $5 billion, $1 billion each year. And they were tracking about, there was like 2.1 left in the fund for the last 2 years. So, yeah, already funded, but not awarded to specifics. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. So moving on, the Transportation Expo, we've talked about it in our city council meetings. Obviously, you invite everyone to continue to share, getting ready to do that. Do you want to talk some more about it, Nate?
Yeah, thank you for talking about it in your city council. I think this is a pretty big deal. People get an opportunity for the public to get out and see what's happening in the transportation planning world. I don't think the general population knows that. Planning is long-term planning is happening. You know, most people, a lot of times when I tell people I do transportation planning, they say, "Oh, will you fix the pothole?" You know, this gives us an opportunity to really speak and all the hard work that our cities do, and all the work that UDOT does, all the money that comes into the area for it. I think it'll be a really great event. I created the expo flyer. If you want more, I'll email them to you. If you want to print them out, hand them out, put them on your email list, whatever.
Can you email them, please?
Yes. And yeah, that's all. It's coming up. It's next. It's in 1 month from now. So I'm really excited. We still have a lot of work to do as far as getting the word out. And I'm working to get the RPO booth put together. I just finished up the draft of we have a big, long list of projects. I just finished the draft. I turned that into a map. And
cool. You know that too?
Yes. And I just sent it out to the RTAC for review. Chris Hall gave me a bunch of updates for that. It's the one we approved every November. That is. It's now a map for it. So I'll have that. I'll probably put on a TV display for people to kind of scroll through and look at with some QR codes. And I'm not sure what everybody else is doing for their booth, but we'll have like zero fatalities. UDOT will be there. The city's.
So does every city is going to have tables, is that correct?
Not all of them. A couple of the smaller ones opted out this time. Mm-hmm. There's just not as many projects in like Fairview and Canary Hill. So there's a few that won't participate, at least as far as having a booth go. But all like Cedar, Enoch, Parawan, who else? I can't remember off the top of my head. Oh, the county will be there. Sorry, county. You got zero fatalities. We're going to have a patchwork parkway. It's going to have a little booth to present what they're working on and a few other things. So,
good. All right. Thank you. All right. Now we're moving to UDOT updates. Don't tell me your name. Okay, tell me your name.
Riley Campy. Chris couldn't be here today, but he gave me his list. I'll run through that. Just to highlight a couple of the more impactful projects that are happening right now. I-15 northbound climbing lane, miles 43 to 56. We're currently working on widening to the inside. They've done some paving there and are getting close to finishing up with that. We'll move to the outside next. And that project will continue. Scheduled to go through the 2026, completed the end of the 2026 season with structures and some other aspects of it. The other one is the roundabout on SR 289, SUV loop. That one is in construction and about 50% complete right now. As far as projects coming up, the South Cedar Interchange is currently in design. It's at the geometry review phase, which is about 30%. We're working on right-of-way appraisals and are in progress for the property acquisitions. That one will be hopefully constructed 2027 to 2028. So those are the big ones. There are a handful of other ones. I don't know if you want me to go into those or if there are questions. Anything that's going on?
Go into those.
Okay. As far as projects coming up, there's also right now we're in design for I-15 southbound additional lane from mileposts 38 to 43. So about the same area as the northbound being strict right now. We're designing a third lane on the southbound side. That one's at about 60% design and scheduled to be constructed summer of 2026. Parallel bridge replacement, sure. A lot of people are aware of that one. That one's completing comment resolution prior to advertising, so that one should access fairly soon. The preservation project on SR 143 from Cattleguard to milepost 39.9 that we will advertise soon. SR 56 and Springs Road IT intersection. There's a lot of interest, public interest in improving that. That one's in design, just finishing up design, and so that has this fall. It'll advertise fall or spring.
And so how, with that construction, does that tie in with the improvement of Iron Spring Road?
Okay, so I will just bring
it up. Probably a Reed question.
It's a Rich question. They had a meeting on that yesterday.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry I missed it. I was having a sidebar over here.
I just wondered what...
The high T and the
high T
Iron Spring
and Iron Spring Road.
Yes, so the high T has a 90% drawing completion. They're there. They've signalized it. They've added a signal since the public comment period. And then we were discussing with our project manager, UDOT, as well as, I'll move up. Sorry about that.
You sit there, you can sit and talk in the microphone, and you can say that mic.
Okay. So yesterday, we also met, and our primary purpose was to talk about Iron Springs Road improvement that is underway. And they're at a 30% design, and we'll have a 60% design. We're going to discuss that October 14th. So in a month, we're going to have the 60% design, the profile, and layout. And so there's some great progress. The high T will be going to out to bid. It looks like by November. So October, November period, they'll put it out to bid. And we hope to be on the other with 60% designed by October, 90% will be out to bid for the Iron Spring Road by January. And so they'll start to, high team construction will begin early spring, will begin early summer. One right after the other.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to recognize Senator Len Vickers, who's just going to join us our meeting. Good to have you. And also, Representative Rex Schiff also has joined us virtually and who's on as well. So we just had our UDOT update on all the different projects. Extensive, impressive, lots going on always. Does anyone have any other questions about that he could potentially answer or bring back additional information?
I can let the seller know.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Roz.
Thank you.
Good to have you. Now we will move into local transportation updates, project studies, etc. This will be by the mayors and commissioners. Anyone else that's here to represent can also obviously speak up and be microphone, but we can start with Paul Redman, representing Cedar.
Sorry. So we're moving ahead all on the east. About 900 north, that is 600 north. That project, we should start the grading probably sometime after November. We actually require a right of way that would take us from 900 north all the way to Gold Street. I'm not sure we have funding to do the construction right now, but we have required the right of way to Gold Street. To us, that's important. North south road on the east end of town. And we're watching with great anticipation the bus project around SUU. All summer long, we had half the campus torn up, and UDOT had the other half torn up. But I think the campus had the other half torn up, so it's been a mess.
You go with Utah Center Games,
right? Yeah.
Hey, Paul, what about Industrial Road? Is that, what's the completion estimate on that? It's all done in?
Yeah.
The path and everything along the side, and landscaping and stuff, and that all.
I think there's a light or two that need to get around back.
Okay, there. I've been over there for a while.
No, it's done, it's open. It's
okay.
Very, very striped, pretty.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all right.
All right, now we'll hear from Rob Dawson for Enid.
The bid went out and was awarded to Western Rock for the Highway 91 resurfacing. We're pretty excited about that. Plan to start September 15th, but mixed design has to be to UDOT 2 weeks before, and the Prairie Dog window closes October 1st. So it looks like because of the Prairie Dogs, November, and the project will not happen until next spring. This puts Western Rock in kind of a pickle because they don't have any work. Yeah, it would have been a great opportunity for them to do this project and have it done in, I think it's 40, less than 40 days to have the whole thing be serviced. Up to a certain point, almost in it grow, that's how much money that was awarded to the Joint Highway Committees. We'd like to talk to the county after this meeting about potentially going further. We met with the Northwestern out today to see about going further than the grant application funding allows. And we'd like to have that conversation with you after this meeting. Anyway, so we were excited. Now we're not so excited. But we're still excited. We're going to delay excitement until next year. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Mayor Calloway for Brian Head.
The most exciting thing we have transportation related is the opening of the new trail, Heston Meadows Loop. And this is a great 10-mile loop. Check it out.
We have a lot of traffic out there, people coming.
A lot of people, yeah, it's a little bumpy.
Is that a UTV trail or a hiking trail?
I can hike.
Okay, cool.
Path of transportation. All right, since I'm chairing, I'll ask our city manager for Carolyn to come up and give transportation update for Carolyn.
Yeah, if I can make it up here without tripping. I'll invite you all as you leave town to use the north interchange. You'll see all of the work that's being done there to the interchange. That was required for the Terribles construction there on the north end of town. They were required to do both of the off ramps, and they were doing asphalt yesterday and today on the one. By the way, Maverick is going to have to modify the south interchange, and you see how best Maverick is building. Our friend from UDOT talked about the bridge. That's moving along very nicely. We're just barely getting our CADEX, and that was a big deal, including the Prairie Dog stuff, which is our friend here in Maryland that we get to deal with a lot. we're just excited to move forward, have final design, and go out to bid. You know, in the bid window, I think we're talking November, December, to go out to bid on the bridge project. So we're just super excited about that. We're doing the 200 North. We're doing the sidewalk. You've probably seen that project. That'll be a good, safe place for the kids that live out in those subdivisions to be able to walk on a sidewalk into town rather than on Highway 143. And I know I've missed one more transportation thing, but it's probably not that important.
That bridge.
Bridge. Yep,
talk about the bridge.
We are going out. We are applying. We hired an engineer. We're applying for the grant from the EDA to do the airport loop road. It's not a regional significant road, but it is a big deal to us because we'll put water, power, and fiber optic and a new heavy haul road out. Phase one will take it all the way out past the airport to really unlock our industrial park. And that's going to grant. Fingers crossed, we give an ultimatum to the property owner to realign that road. Our airport road is really dumb. And we're handing him a gift on a plate that is just something else. And we've given him an ultimatum because we've gone around to it for a year now. So within about a week, he's going to have to decide whether he wants to accept that gift or just we'll build the road in its existing really stupid alignment. So anyways, that's just on the cusp. We're designing that.
Maybe all. Just all the roads torn up for the project. There's a lot of construction going on, and there'll be some detours and things.
I was joking with Clayton. Our goal is to, Paul could probably tell the same joke, inconvenience our citizens as much as possible this summer. If we reroute them one way, then we try to block them that way. And anyways, yeah, we've got all the roads torn up for our pipe project.
All right, Commissioner Blake for the county.
I'm going to defer to the planning, because it's the planning department or Rich. They're both pointing at each other.
So we've had a very busy the last couple of months. This morning we actually met in interviews with two companies who have put in bids for a capital improvement plan, which will be sewer, stormwater, and transportation. Great companies. Both came in this morning and came in last what, a week and a half ago with strong proposals, so we're just narrowing down the selection there, which will be an asset to the county and to the communities as we start to plan for how infrastructure needs to be built and what capital improvements need to be looked at and planned for, and then with that we'll be able to use follow state law for implementing funding mechanisms to fund these capital improvements. I think, as I just reported, Iron Springs Road is making progress. There are right now we have approved a project. I know this is mostly transportation, but it does affect things when we have flooding. So NRCS has been working on, Bowen Collins has worked on two projects, one here in Parowan for Parowan Creek, the other for Lower Coal Creek. And the reason those come up in transportation is because you got to get to one side or the other when those projects come to a crisis management point. It's nice to know the road is still passable. And that would be the interstate at 2200 here in Parowan, and of course all the roads across the Stevensville Ditch. We have to remind ourselves not to call it Coal Creek after a certain point, because if it's a creek, the Corps of Engineers' ears pop up and they wonder why we're altering a creek. So we change it to the Stevensville Ditch at that point. We can do all we want with an irrigation ditch, which has become quite a large irrigation ditch, not unlike the Paramount irrigation ditch or at Paramount Creek. What other projects are we working on? I think those are the ones. I think that we were discussing just a week ago with the interchange or the improvements that are being made at Hamilton Ford, that we need to get thinking about. They're going, if you're not aware or if you don't remember, they're going to do a roundabout on the east side of Hamilton Ford on the exit there. And we would love to hear ideas about how to represent the area with some sort of artistic display at that location. Not unlike what Amy did, you know, rather than just have a plain and boring roundabout. You need to represent the area with some artistic influence. And what that does, it has a twofold purpose. It's not just to show a piece of art. It's also to give traffic a sense that there's a roundabout coming up, because they can't see past the roundabout. That's what they did in Enoch, was to make sure that people just don't, in their habit of driving, drive straight. Now they go, oh, what's that big round thing? I better grab around. And we just would love to hear, if anyone has any ideas, what would be the appropriate artwork down there in Hamilton Ford, whether that be historical, prehistorical, pre-pioneer days, post-pioneer days, whatever. But that would be a symbol of coming into the community to get off of that exit. Is there anything else you can think of?
Maybe we ought to introduce Brad.
I apologize for being late.
Brad Hamilton is the new county planner. He's been on board 3 weeks or quarter week now. And he will be taking my place when I finally get out of the way so that he can do a good job. We're glad he's on board and we welcome him. Brett is actually a Parowan boy, and he might just want to introduce himself a little bit.
Yeah, so Brett Hamilton, as Reed mentioned, welcome. So yeah, Brett Hamilton, as Reed mentioned, grew up in Parowan, currently still live in Parowan. Took a little bit of a hiatus. We were actually in California for about 10 or 11 years. I went out to graduate school there and made our way back about a little over a year ago. So glad to be back in my roots, to be here with the county, to be able to work with the communities, and just be able to try and make all these places what we all want, and that's places that we all want to live and be in. So just really glad to be here and glad to be part of the county and working with all of you. Any questions?
I will follow up with one last item, and that's just a prep for the governing council. We've had several, in the last 3 months, several property owners approach us to sell us the right-of-way for the Bellevue in multiple locations. I have accepted a price, which we will bring to you at your next meeting, which we will take to Artec today, the appraisal, the survey, all the things that go together to obtain a section of a Bellevue. I've been in communication with two or three other property owners, and in fact, right now we've got Morley McConkey appraising those properties because they're closer down to Iron Springs, they're in the commercial area. And when we have those appraisals, we'll go back to the landowners and negotiate those purchases as well. And I've been in discussion with a large property owner, which owns quite a portion of the Bellevue, and they are working on a survey for that alignment in Winn-Hillary. And that's pretty exciting that we can acquire the Bellevue. Now, as soon as that's done, we will have made great progress, even though we haven't been putting any asphalt down. Just having the 100-foot right-of-way will be a big step forward. So I just wanted to prepare you that next time you meet, you may have more than the one in my hand, and I hope that's the case. You can have two or three to approve the quote reservation.
Thank you. Are there any
questions? What about it through the rubber?
Thank you, Paul, for asking the hard question. We're going to go over the railroad.
Oh, okay.
We absolutely. We know we will never be able to.
Good night, Greg.
No, because first of all, they'll be too busy for that, so we'll have to have a separated grade. But you know their policy: give up two, we give you one. Yeah. We don't have two to give.
Okay.
But great question. It's that. For right now, can I ignore that for a minute?
Sure.
Not to you, but I just would love to get the rest of it, which is on the ground, and that's what we've been working on. But it is always in the back of my mind. And so we're going to have, probably we'll get to that point, Paul, and that will come sooner than later, in my opinion, as soon as that growth begins to happen, and increasingly at the interport at Port 15, we're going to want to look at crossing that. That would be a separate crossing. And you'll probably have to take some sort of engineering plans to the railroad, which they'll have to approve.
All right, any other questions? And any other updates? All right, any other discussion items? So our next meeting will be November 5th. The location will be Enoch. It will start at 1 o'clock. And I just need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion carries. Now moving on to our iClub meeting. It is 1:42 p.m.